RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You can't. It's one of the greatest performances I've ever seen. You know, I mean, it was hard downhill running, but also a lot of make miss. I mean, he's making guys miss. He's taking it inside, taking it outside. You'd be remiss not to talk about the offensive line and the tight ends, but also the wide receivers. I'm gonna tell you, when you watch that tape, you guys go back and watch the tape, you're gonna see everybody blocking, including the wide receivers. And I got little Zay out there blocking people. Bait is blocking people. Hop is blocking people. They all are. 81's in there fighting, blocking people. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You talk about a team that cares about one another.
That's Harbs after the game. Can't even say Devontae Walker's name, but alas, he was blocking as well.
Yes, he was.
I guess there was no rotation Saturday night because Derrick Henry, 35 carries for 216 yards and 4 touchdowns. The Ravens needed 2 things to happen this weekend. We're going to spend most of our time talking about the first thing, and that was going to Green Bay and beating the Packers. They win 41-24. Then the Steelers lose to the Browns. We'll get to that in a little bit. And now Sunday Night Football for the division next weekend. But first, we talk about this game. And man, oh man, I guess the old man can still go because Derrick Henry, they did not want to tackle him Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, it was impossible watching that game and not thinking about what could have been the previous, you know, weekend, right? Like, that's just with each additional, like when he gets the 15 carries almost in the first quarter of the game. You're literally like, this is such an indictment on him not being able to get numbers 19, 20, and 21 to put the game away literally a week ago. Like, it really, when you're sitting there midway through the second quarter saying, dude might carry the ball 40 times if this game stays close. This guy might carry the ball 40 times. Yet a week ago, he's on a pitch count at 18 carries or whatever. It really was, it undermined any of the pablum that they've been spewing over there. It really, I mean, it made them look like fools.
Well, how sad do you think Keaton Mitchell was? They didn't get his rotational turns in that game Saturday night.
He was even saying, if Henry's
hot, screw a playoff check. Yeah. Let me make sure I get my 8 touches or whatever.
I need my rotation.
So, like, it really was hard not to be thinking,
correct,
like, you should have been in the driver's seat to win this division with just some simple game day, like game day management execution, not even talking players. They obviously were going to keep banging this nail with this particular hammer, and they went heavy. I mean,
Jason, that was the best.
He didn't mention Ricard. Yeah, Ricard never left the field.
Like that was the best Ricard game of the year.
Like, I don't know how Ricard wasn't in that rip. Yeah. Like, Ricard never left the field.
Yeah.
Like, this was, we're going to heavy you to death from first quarter to last snap, even if we're up big again late. And that's what it was. Now, can you do that every week? I don't know. That's a topic we're going to be talking about a lot this week. And how what are the after effects of that going to be? I don't know. It's their fault. They were in they were in dire straits to begin with and had to go this far down the road. There had been a little bit more moderation to this point. Whatever. But they did what they had to do offensively. They bullied them. Snoop was a great game manager.
Yes.
Snoop's an incredibly limited quarterback.
Yes. Doesn't throw the ball down the field. Doesn't push it at all.
4 air yards per attempt with your season on the line.
But guys, it was perfect in that game because it was always third and short.
Yeah.
Sure. It was third and manageable. There were 14 third down attempts in that game. Only 4 of the 13 were longer than 5 yards.
Yeah.
Only 4 of the 14.
I'll say this too. And I don't know if you guys saw it like I did, but his willingness and ability to run, that opens things up too. Like, they have to account for that.
The
like,
quarterback, you're always
yeah, telling. The 25 yeah. yards. When's the last time Lamar ran for 25 yards? And it's because he's hurt. He can't do it. But this guy's willing to run with the football, and now you have to account for that.
Yeah, I mean, this played out as perfectly as they could have hoped, including when their defense is really on the ropes, Malik Willis having some kind of weird shoulder thing flare up.
Tune squad.
Yeah, all tuned up. They survived. They advanced. The offense showed what it can do with extreme bully ball. Every wart, every pimple on this pathetic defensive roster was exposed by a backup quarterback to a degree that, again, should have everyone in that front office's ass on the line. I mean, there's fireball offense after fireball offense the way they continue to build their roster. It's a joke. Your secondary is garbage. It sucks. It's not even close to being mediocre, and that's all you want to collect and spend on. Nate Wiggins, you could argue, is one of the 10 worst corners in the NFL, and we'll get there. He's garbage. You took him in the first round. You paid Marlon again. He might be the second worst corner in the NFL. Like, that's your starting tandem. Your safety's got eviscerated in the past game. Eviscerated. Somehow Aloe Gilman has given up more passes of 20 yards or more than any safety in the NFL per True Media.
You couldn't wait till the next segment to
No, because this is fair. Because too many people have talked too much stuff up. Too many people have given a pass. You got first rounders who play like fifth rounders, and you ain't found a fifth rounder who can play in a long time. Like, this whole thing is a house of cards. It's a joke. They don't have players on defense. What happened to them from the first play on with a backup quarterback in a game that didn't really even matter that much for Green Bay should get people fired.
We'll get to them in a second.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry's the story of the game. And you mentioned, Jason, how is he going to bounce? I think I'm at the point, I'm done questioning this guy. I'm done thinking, okay, he's going to fall off a cliff. Derrick Henry is playing his best football down the stretch. He has been the best running back in December. He's got 538 rushing yards, leads all running backs by 86 yards, 357 yards after contact, leads all running backs by 53 yards, 21 missed tackles, 11 runs of 10 plus yards. This guy's a freaking unicorn. And I'm done questioning how, okay, is this the time? Like, he's going to easily run for over 1,500 yards.
And 16 touchdowns.
Like, this guy is unbelievable what he's doing at his age. At 31 years old, you don't see this. You do not see this at the running back position.
No, and at this point, I mean, again, we'll find out more about Lamar's health through the week. You're in no tomorrow land. Look, I can remember a game earlier this year where Bijan Robinson got 32 carries in a game, and he's a lot younger and a lot less tread on the tires than Derrick Henry. And then the next couple of weeks, he looked like he was stuck in neutral. But you might as well try to find out. And if you find out around carry number 19 next week that he hit the wall, then that's why Ali's here. That's why, you know, Mitchell's here. Maybe
Justice is back.
But You can't go down having us wondering what's left in the tank for King Henry. You got to be willing to drain that tank from week after week after week after week. And look, it probably ain't going to be week after week after week.
It'll be maybe 2 weeks' time. Yeah. But I do want to go back to what you said, Bone. He's going to rush for 1,500 yards, and he's got 16 touchdowns. Like, that's disgusting. Like, and that's coming off a 1,900-yard season. Like, that doesn't happen in the National Football League.
He followed up a season in which he ran for the most yards by an age 30 running back or older, and now he followed it up with 10th most rushing yards already. If he gets 83 yards against the Steelers, he moves into 7th place. He's a unicorn. He's a freak. There's only two other players that have multiple seasons in the top 10 after age 30 or older. Walter Payton and Tiki Barber. That's the list. That's the list.
We have a short week of shows. No shows Thursday or Friday. So we have to get a lot in, and we'll be talking about this Steelers game. We will turn the page pretty quickly. But today we talk about Saturday night guest-wise. It's our usual Monday guests. Jonah Schaefer, IA Hall of Famer, covers the Ravens for the Banner, joins us at 4. And our own Cordell Woodland, what did he think about the game Saturday night? We'll talk to him at 5.
I mean, obviously another bizarre week in the NFL.
Yeah,
the Browns Steelers game. I mean, we'll talk about it. Probably not as much as we should, just because there's a lot to get to. But that was something. There were a number of teams that had a lot to play for. Tampa losing to Miami. It's just this league is crazy.
Coming up next, I know Jason couldn't wait, but we'll take our shots coming up next. How about that defense Saturday night? How bad was it? We'll tell you next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
but there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Here on the Fan.
I thought the defense did a good job of kind of picking themselves up off the mat. You know, I mean, those just too many big plays in the passing game. Just crazy. You know, how did this happen kind of plays. We were a little on our heels. We were a little discombobulated there, and it was shocking. And we were all kind of shocked by it. So I thought, led by Roe and Kyle and those guys, they did a good job of kind of taking a deep breath, took a breath, got it figured out, and started playing a little better. I got to give Malik Willis a lot of credit. We had him in the pocket numerous times, you know, and he got out and made plays. That's probably the biggest thing. So, you know, all those things are things that they had to overcome, and I'm glad we did finally at the end.
It didn't take long for you to have to worry about how bad this Ravens defense was going to be. Let me take you to the very first Packers drive. So the Packers get the ball after the Ravens score on a long touchdown. That's what I'm getting at. So he throws a 37-yard pass to Romeo Dobbs. A 40-yard pass. So then there's a penalty for too many men on the field and a penalty for a false start. Yep. So first and 20.
Yes.
And then he hits a Watson for 39 yards for a touchdown. Two-play drive, wide open. And Malik Willis carved this defense up basically the whole night. The Ravens caught a break. They got two turnovers. One, the ball was snapped and hit Willis in the face. And one was Clayton Tune throwing a tip ball interception. Otherwise, the Packers may still be scoring. The only thing I'll give the Ravens credit for, and I feel like it was a horrible play call, but fourth and one, Roquan shot the gap, made a play. I hated the call. Like, I'm looking at it in real time going, why is he in the shotgun on fourth and one? But that's the only play the defense made the whole night. Beyond that, they stunk.
You got a $20 million middle linebacker who you will not use to spy any mobile quarterback in the NFL. But tell me this isn't absolute malfeasance by the GM. The GM's a fraud, okay? He has perpetrated a con on you. Nate Wiggins is the second most thrown. Take this abject failure out of it. You can look at the whole body of work of Nate Wiggins. He's the second most thrown on corner in the NFL this year. He's given up the fifth most passing yards of any corner in the NFL. He allows almost 10 yards per attempt against him. These are not underneath stuff. Three different Packers had catches of 20 yards or more on him. Four different Packers had first down catches on him. Five or six for 111 yards throwing at Wiggins from a backup quarterback. 18.5 per attempt. 17 air yards per attempt. He doesn't make plays on the ball. He's small. He can't tackle. He's an injury risk. He has no sense of zone whatsoever. And you've coupled him with Marlon Humphrey, who's probably the second worst starting corner in the NFL. He's the second worst starting corner in the NFL. So you got the guy in Marlon Humphrey who's allowed the second most plays of 20 yards or more in the NFL of any corner. And you got Nate, who's right there at number 11. Nate Wiggins hasn't played. He's played like a fifth-round pick, not a first-round pick. And you got people in this town saying he's good, they're good. All these guys are stand-up guys. Oh, who would the MVP of the defense be? No, there is no MVP. The players suck. Kyle Hamilton is not a safety. He's a will linebacker who doesn't get sacks and doesn't dip the ball down at the line of scrimmage. He got thrown on twice in this game, 50 yards and a touchdown. Aloy Gilman is one of the worst coverage safeties in the NFL. You traded a 10-sack guy to get a dude who was going to lose his job with the Chargers. Somehow this guy who they try to protect in coverage has allowed more passes of 20 yards or more than any safety in the NFL. He's terrible. The trade was terrible. The trade deadline was a fail. If you're going to build your defense through the draft, Mike Green needs to be a player. Nate Wiggins needs to be a player. Your middle linebacker cannot be an absolute liability week after week after week. They propagated a fraud on you. There are no blue chip players there. Kyle Hamilton is their most influential player. He is a great football player, but he'll never be able to help them downfield the way he should. For where he was drafted, when you take a guy that high, he needs to make plays on the football or he needs to make plays behind the line of scrimmage. He really can't do either because the rest of the defense sucks so much. He can only cover up so many holes at once. This kid, Willis, whenever he wanted to slip outside the pocket, destroyed you. There was no contain. There was no mush rush. He did whatever he wanted. If he doesn't leave with the shoulder injury, he might have run for 90 yards on them.
Scored a touchdown on the same play twice.
He did something that Favre and Rodgers never did there.
run for over 60 yards and throw for 285. Those were two gunslingers, run as you throw, run around, athletic quarterbacks, Hall of Famers. Like, this kid barely practiced all week because he was sick and hurt, and everybody, they didn't know who they were going to play. And he gouged you from the first play of the game till the last he made. Like, it's a terrible defense with bad overpaid and overdrafted players. And it all points back to a general manager who is a fraud.
That's the conversation that we have a lot. When you put all of your assets in terms of draft capital and in terms of money into the back end, they got to be great, not good. They have to be great to elevate this defense, because you're not going to get the pass rush because you don't pay for it and you don't use high draft picks on it. And Malik, well, especially since the Steelers game, where Rodgers didn't complete a deep ball for a whole month, and then on the first play. Deep to DK Metcalf. Mm-hmm. It's been bombs away on this defense, especially since that point. And Willis, this is just on 20-plus air yard passes in that game Saturday. He was 6 of 7 for 197 yards and a touchdown. That's the third most deep passing yards by a quarterback in a game this season. It's nowhere near good enough. And you also had a repeat of the Patriots game, where you did get some situations where it was third and long. You had a chance to go 3 and out immediately after the second half kickoff, and you're playing with momentum. It was 3rd and 18. Yeah. Travis Jones just had a sack.
Yes.
And then you give it up, and you end up giving up a field goal on that drive.
It's a win when you give up a field goal, too.
That's what it feels like right now. But it the defense, and even spinning it ahead to Sunday, not having DK Metcalf, we saw how much that limited that Steelers offense. But with that being said, guys, we're talking heading into the Patriots game. Hey, there's really not guys you got to worry about there. Diggs is a little older. And it was still bombs away. So I can't tell you just because Metcalf is
Scotty Miller's going to light him up.
Yeah. And if Calvin Austin comes back,
these dudes, the alleged best secondary in the league, their starting corners don't start on most good playoff. They don't see the field on good defenses. I'm not talking great defense. I'm talking good defense. They don't see they're on the bench.
They've had a confluence of events. Like, Marlon Humphrey was an all-pro last year. He's an all-pro last year. He stinks.
You got to self-scout. Yeah. You got to know when you've paid enough to see enough that what's on the other side of this ain't going to be good enough.
I personally thought Wiggins was decent earlier this year. He's bad garbage. Now. He's bad now.
He's had a terrible season.
I thought he played decent football early.
He's not a good corner. Yeah, they had a 6-run stretch where they played non-NFL starting quarterbacks. He got picked on by good quarterbacks. They literally played 6 games where those dudes should be in the CFL. And then he got back to playing real quarterbacks, and there is a target on his back.
Well, there's a target on everyone's back because nobody can play. Like, you can pick your... This is the opposite of pick your poison.
This defense sucks so bad because the players suck so bad.
There's nobody...
And Orr was a terrible hire.
Yes.
But this is a joke.
Yeah. Orr was a terrible hire.
This is on the GM. This is his baby, 5,000%. These are him and his analytic nerds and what they believe in. And we're smarter than everybody else. And zigging when they're zagging. How can you build one of the worst secondaries in the NFL at the same time you have definitely the worst pass rush in the NFL? How's that possible?
Sometimes.
But you want him to hire a coach. You think he's going to be good at picking a coach?
Well, I think Steve's going to hire the coach, but I do.
Start over.
Coming up next, it's six-pack time. We get two of them on a Monday after a game. Our six packs of observations. We start with the offensive observations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget.
at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Next here on The Fan. Six-pack time. Six-pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Ravens defeat the Green Bay Packers 41-24. Time for our six-pack offensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
My list is going to be, for the most part, positive. But at six, I put the pre-snap penalties. It's week 17. What are we doing here? Like, it just... I guess, well, Harbs did say, what did he say last week? We still got time to get things going. So it's just unacceptable that we're still seeing this in week 17.
I put it six. That's the best first half they've played as an offense in a long time. Like, it wasn't just one drive at the beginning and then it all fell to crap, or nothing for the entire first half and then we cobble together a two-minute drill where we get a long field goal or maybe we get a penalty that goes our way and we score a touchdown. You could tell they had a singular purpose and intent that they stuck with through the whole first half that also then carried them through the entire game. But I've been banging on their pathetic first half offense for a good part of the season. And on the road in a do-or-die situation, that's as good of a first half as you could have ever asked for. I mean, the Packers literally were running no plays. Now, they still were scoring a lot of points because it's the Ravens. It's Eric DaCosta's defense they're going against. But nice first half from the offense in a season where there hasn't been much of that.
Number five.
Maybe this should be higher, but it's nothing we don't already know. But like, and I'll get to the good, and there was a lot of good with Snoop in a minute. But this is an incredibly limited skill set that we're tapping into here. 5.3 yards per attempt, 4.0 air yards per attempt. He had 107 passing yards, 53 of it was yak. So I'm like, let me look at everybody who was targeted in this game and how far they were downfield and see who had the most air yard targets. It's Mark Andrews with 21 yards. That's a combination of all of his targets. He led the team in air yard targets collectively at 21 yards.
Well, if you think about it, the first play of the game was a 9-yard pass, so I guess it makes sense. Yeah.
But I'm not even talking he has to catch it.
No,
I'm just saying he has to be targeted.
That was 9 yards.
And it compiles how far downfield he is, and it does it for everybody. And he was the team leader. They did not have a passing play that went for more than 13 yards. Is some of that because they ran a ton? Yeah, but it's also what Snoop gives you with his legs, he takes away from what you can do with his arms.
My five, the offensive line was decent. Like I thought, I thought they put hat on guys and they actually opened up some holes. It's as good as I've seen in a long, long time.
Number four.
Number four, I'll give them credit. They played a clean game. Like, we both sat here on Friday and thought that Snoop was going to give the ball to them a couple times. No turnovers. And this has been a big bugaboo for them in games. Cost them against New England. Cost them in weeks past. They played clean football.
Yeah, I put the O-line at four. Look, they fought their asses off. We've killed them all year. What they could do is fight and battle and scrap. And this game plan completely leaned into with a big assist from Ricardo, we'll get to.
Yeah.
What they can do and stayed away from what they can't do, especially with a backup quarterback back there. But I thought they played with heart. They played with spirit. They clearly were getting off on the assignment. And frankly, that's the kind of assignment that they needed more often because they do have a lot of warts.
Yeah, I'll go with Jason. I think the first half should be higher. They were excellent. Yeah. They scored every single drive. Yeah. And they entered that game, I believe, 25th in first half scoring. They dropped 27 points on the road with a backup quarterback. Yeah. Hats off.
It's a six-pack of offensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Look, this is where I put the good parts of Snoop. He played under control. He brought tempo when they needed it. And he also was very comfortable bleeding clock when they needed it. He made smart decisions with the football. He did not try to do too much. The last thing they needed him was trying to push the ball 20 or 30 yards downfield. I thought his ball security was good. His legs were a massive part of making this whole thing go. Look, you can run a college offense and beat some teams with Snoop Huntley. You're not going to go into the postseason and beat a team, let alone fighting for its life, let alone many teams on the road that way. But he stayed within himself. He loved the way Monk was calling the game. And I give him, I know Carb said he played an A++ game, but I give him an A+ as a game manager.
Yeah. My three is Pat Ricard. This was the best Pat Ricard game of the season. I don't even think it's close. He was destroying people as Derrick Henry ran behind him, and we'll get to Henry in a little bit. But that was Pat Ricard in peak form Saturday night.
Number two.
Two was Snoop. And, like, again, he is limited. We know he's limited. But you know what? They have two wins against playoff teams this year. They're yep. both Snoop Huntley. He didn't make any mistakes. His willingness and ability to run the football opened things up as well, something that, quite frankly, this limited Lamar is not willing to do. And he took what they gave him. And as Bone pointed out earlier in the show, they were always in second or third and short, so he never had to push the ball down the field. I thought Tyler Huntley played the script he played with was fantastic.
Two, I have Stay Super Heavy with Pancake Pat. So he was on the field for 27 of Derrick Henry's rushes. Those 27 carries went for 173 yards and 3 touchdowns, 6.4 per attempt. Once again, over 2 yards, 2.07 yards before contact. 11 of those 27 yards with Derrick Henry handling the ball and Pancake Pat on the field went for a first down. As a team, they ran 37 times with the fullback on the field for 214 yards, 5.8 per carry. So it didn't fall off that much from 6'4 with Henry to 5'8 with Ali or Mitchell running the ball. He also, Pat, I think was on the field for 7 passing snaps. They rode him as hard as they rode Henry. They had to. And I hope they get a lot of recovery time because I would be coming right back with that at a sure, whatever it's called.
Yeah, that's a sure. They have an extra day. That's good news.
That's true.
Yeah.
Number one.
Put the crown on King Henry, man. It does make Harbaugh look like a fool and Monk look like
yes,
a fool.
Yes, it makes him look worse.
It honestly, it's like they rubbed their own nose in it, but they had to do it. 35 carries or whatever is excessive, but I mean, you might as well err that way. If we're gonna be a team of extremes, let's err on that side rather than too much rotation too soon. But this was absolute bully ball. I mean, that was something else.
216 yards, four touchdowns. And for the first time this season that I can remember, maybe in the Buffalo game, but he was actually punishing people. Like,
he was angry.
He was running through people in this football game. Derrick Henry, something to prove. And I'll tell you something else. Derrick Henry is now third in the league in rushing this year, and he's got 16 touchdowns. He's got an outside shot of leading the league in rushing again if he has a big game against the Steelers. That's ridiculous. Crazy.
Way to take down the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, you guys had similar top threes, but the O-line being a little higher and Pat, back-to-back weeks, because the Patriots, what was it, the 17 of those carries and averaging 7 yards per carry?
Yeah.
Keep the big guys on
it
there.
Fell off. Of course, 27. A little more volume.
Yeah, a little more volume.
A little more volume this time.
No, what happened to the rotation? A couple things. Harbs is meeting with the media as we speak. He said that Justice Hill is, quote, a possibility to be on the practice field come Wednesday. And as far as the Lamar Jackson of it all, it's to be determined. Said they'll know a lot more on Wednesday.
That doesn't sound great.
He said Jackson has been in the building today working.
Well, I mean, that's good. I'm glad.
It's like Tyus.
He's at work.
Lamar. Tyus.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, Tyus. Yeah. That was a great point in time.
Yeah.
I saw Tyus. You shopped here?
I saw Tyus. For those who may not, that's a Tyus Bowser. If you remember what happened, what was that, two seasons ago where he disappeared and never to play again? Alas. Harbaugh has also said that Lamar's back has improved throughout last week, for what it's worth. That's from our own Cordell Woodland, who will be joining us at 5 o'clock. So there you have it. We will hear from Harbs in the 5 o'clock hour. But coming up next, we want to hear from you. 410-583-1057. Ravens have essentially a playoff game on Sunday night in Pittsburgh. Win and they host a playoff game the next weekend. Lose and the season is over. They got here. Big win in Green Bay. What do you think about these Ravens now? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next. Ravens have a game that means something. Sunday night football in Pittsburgh, Assessor Stadium or whatever it's called. It's Ravens and Steelers. Hines. The winner hosts a playoff game the next weekend. The loser goes home. What do the people think? 410-583-1057. Let's head out to the phone lines now and talk to Trippy. Trippy, you're on the fan.
Trippy!
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
You going to Pittsburgh,
you know
Trippy?
The answer.
You going to Pittsburgh?
You damn right I'm going to the game. One thing I'm mad about is a prime time game, but I got something to do in the morning, but I'm definitely going to make it, man. Look, I got to go, man, because after Joey Porter was talking all that crap to me, hey, I can't wait to get my get back.
Yeah.
Hey, I just hope the Ravens don't, you know, fail me, but the way how they play Saturday, I mean, just feed King Henry. I mean, how stupid can you be not to feed King Henry? Like, you see, the more and more you give him the ball, I feel like the stronger he gets. So
that's your guy, Monk. That's your guy, Monk.
Oh, don't worry. I'm gonna have a good talk with Todd Monk when I see him Sunday.
Set him straight.
But you know what? You know what really scared me, and I hate to say this, and being a Ravens fan all my life, the defense, man.
It's a joke.
I hate to say it, but this was one of Nate Wiggins' worst games. But you know what? I kind of blame the coaches, though, because my thing is we know they can pass. Why is we playing 10 yards? You know what? Why are we playing 15, 20 yards back? It don't make sense. And Marlon Humphrey still out
trying
there.
They're trying to take away play zone and take away big plays. And the problem is their safeties don't know what they're doing either. So there's holes galore. You throw over Hamilton's head, and you have all kinds of fun in the seam. It doesn't matter if it's a running back, a tight end, or a wide receiver. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah, so listen, anybody out there, because I know y'all listen to the I know some of y'all don't like Inside Access, but y'all love listening to it.
Yeah.
This is Trippy. Run the goddamn ball, Sunday.
Sorry, Trippy. You can't
do the GD.
And unfortunately, now we have
lost the endorsement for him telling everybody at the Castle to listen to Inside Access. Yeah. That's gone, too.
Yeah.
Well, unless you were listening on the Odyssey app.
Then you heard the whole thing?
Or watching on YouTube. Well, no FCC on the internet.
I'm sorry.
They could hear it on YouTube?
Yeah.
So YouTube's live?
The seven-second delay doesn't work. It only works on the radio.
Yeah.
It doesn't work on YouTube. It doesn't work on the Odyssey
app. The FCC doesn't apply.
Right.
Yes. And I do. You have to apologize to Bob and Larry and anybody else.
Oh, they're gone.
They're still there, but I can't take them.
We got to wait for the
The phones won't work until the
because you guys both smashed it.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so
and
Beltway Ben was on it. How you feeling, Beltway Ben? Beltway Ben's been playing in pain again.
What's wrong? Pretty good right now.
Feeling good.
What's wrong, Beltway Ben?
You know that I don't eat chicken nuggets from McDonald's.
Yes.
It's like one of those situations.
It's spreading.
Oh, what else can't you eat now?
Fried rice on Christmas. That had me going. I healed. Last night, Maddie made me buffalo chicken, and we're back.
Oh, man, just avoid chicken, wow. I guess.
Man, you should less limit yourself to your favorites, I think.
But here's the thing, man, too. Like, even with all that, he's not missing Wanna Bet. He's not missing
late night Ravens postgame show.
He's not missing postgame.
No, we still work through it. We still work through it. Now, I'll say the last Wanna Bet, not today. The other Wanna Bet, I was...
You were struggling.
I was hard. And was like, I ran to the bathroom as soon as we were
back. That was Saturday morning.
That was tough.
You were in a bad way.
Do you like my theory of just sticking to the favorites so that you know you won't get sick?
I think I'm going to be... What's that? I think I'm going to eliminate fried food as much as
possible.
It's just a smart idea across the board, to be honest.
Yeah, sometimes I will tell you, for me, I have a love-hate relationship with fast food because sometimes I love it, but then I'm down for the count like 2 hours later.
Yeah.
Like, my stomach, I love it, my body hates it.
Yeah. I will say this is the first time I've combated it with Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, how'd that go?
It's going good right now. Yeah. I know I say this. Just wait till 4 o'clock when I'm done.
Definitely say some of that on air tomorrow on Wanna Bet, and then we'll have the salespeople
maybe sponsor pictures.
Pepto. When your bets don't hit, little Pepto. Yeah. Well, yes, I mean, they're going to hit most of the time on Wanna Bet, but when they don't, between Wanna Bet and Pepto, you're good. You're covered.
By the way, I think we can take phone calls and lights back on. 410-583-1057. Bob's and Glen Burnie. Don't curse, Bob. You're on the fan.
Yes, sir. I'm thinking about this Pittsburgh game. What I'm really worried about is their defense.
Yes.
Lack of rushing. Lack of rushing. You give Rodgers enough time to throw, he's going to burn you.
No.
He did it last game.
Yeah.
The last game when they played here. So.
Look, you appreciate the call.
That first matchup, they got no pressure on Aaron Rodgers. You knew he was dropping back to throw because they didn't run the football because they didn't have to. They were having so much success through the air. You can think of multiple instances in that game where he's sitting back there. He can pretty much eat a sandwich, deep ball to DK Metcalf. Now, no Metcalf this week.
Yeah, and probably no Darnell Washington and likely no Calvin Austin. They are banged up offensively.
I'm watching the Patriots game yesterday thinking, I wonder if they wish they got Brandon Cooks, because Brandon Cooks can still move. And Brandon Cooks, on a day where the Bills didn't do much offensively, Cooks was the guy getting downfield for them. Like, if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm trying to find somebody on a scrap heap somewhere. Like, I'm trying to call in some favors with some GMs who aren't going to the playoffs saying, why don't you cut this guy and put him on waivers so I can have a crack at him? Like, I mean, a lot of teams are going to crack at him first.
Yeah.
But how many teams have anything to play for this weekend?
Nah,
these games are going to be garbage this weekend.
Oh,
and these games are going to be garbage.
The Saturday games and then Sunday night football.
Yeah.
There's three out of 16. That's not a great ratio.
No,
so, like, you might could maybe get somebody to dump a little bit of money and you have a chance to pick it up. But they need somebody who can run.
If you're the Ravens, though, wouldn't you block them? You have the you have claim
you
ahead of
them.
You have the claim.
You could.
Yeah, that's quite a game of chess will be going on the waiver wire. Let's grab Larry in Woodstock. Larry, you're on the fan.
Hey, guys. Look, give that guy on that previous call back that got us held up. Put him on a 1 week suspension.
Oh, we love Trippy.
1 week suspension.
We love Trippy.
No, no.
He got a little excited.
The Castle tried to bar him from this station for life. So Trippy,
man.
Trippy's got a carte blanche here,
except for Carson.
On the Ravens' run game, just think. You guys pointed out earlier, our coaches are fools. They're idiots. Think of all the games we would have won if they just ran the daggone ball more. And that's what they need to do Saturday night. Now, two things. I think they need to do Saturday night, be mindful of. If you remember the last game. Now, if T.J. Watt is playing, you need to put two guys on him and not let him get them free passes in the backfield, because that's what happened last time. And then the other thing is, if Harbaugh's going to let his guy Lamar play and Lamar ends up stinking the joint up and turn that ball over in the first half, don't second guess and put Huntley back in the game. I've been a Lamar supporter ever since his rookie season. But if he's going to blow it in a big game, and we seem to do well with Huntley, I am 50-50 beside myself on just letting Huntley start this game from get-go and just go at it. and just see what happens.
Appreciate the call. That's something we should get into tomorrow. Like, do you go with limited Lamar or Tyler Huntley in this football game? Like, I think that's a legitimate question that should be asked.
Check your text messages.
Oh, you
it's,
got it? Yeah.
It's the open to the show. Yeah, it's reset at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, there you go.
Call segment.
See, that's why you're smart.
Well, I didn't say that.
Yeah. You know
I'm
what's going on.
I'm just saying, if you...
Yeah.
If you're really that inquisitive.
Yeah, I haven't looked yet.
Check the text I sent about 40 minutes ago. It's chock full of answers about tomorrow's show.
Kevin in Ellicott City, you're on the Fan.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up? Oh, Kevin, real quick. Trippy, if you're still listening, what the last caller said, daggone, that works. You can go with daggone. So that's a lesson learned. Go ahead, Kevin.
We were just discussing that, fellas. He's sitting right next to me.
What's up?
Okay.
But for me, fellas, you know, look. I'm going to, you know, use the good and the bad of the season to kind of balance out our game plan for this week, mm-hmm. right? I'm going to kind of, you know, even if it takes and makes practice a little longer, I'm going to give Snoop and Lamar opportunities at, you know, first-tier practice reps. I just think we got to try to mentally clean the slate a little bit. Go into this game positive. Go into this game, know what we're good at, know what we've failed with, and we should beat these guys, Jay. And
they should.
You know what I mean? Like, we should beat them, bro.
They should. Yeah. I
appreciate the call. I had a lot of background noise there. But, yeah,
I mean, they should. I don't know that I'm going to
steal his money line.
I don't know that I'm going to mess with this game a whole lot.
Really?
Like, Derrick Henry attempts with the ATD. On Bet365.
ATD's anytime TD?
Derrick Henry, 15 or more attempts in an ATD. Yeah, I could be able to get it like plus 165 or wherever I got it last week. But I'll be looking into that when it populates. I don't know about a whole lot else. I got to go back to my man Gainwell, 5 or more receptions.
Yeah.
But that might be it.
Anything you like early, Beltway Ben? Anything you're like tickling your fancy?
The only thing right now I know that I'll be playing is Freiermuth's receiving yards.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, yeah, because... they're down a tight end, and yeah, he had a big catch on that final drive for the Steelers that got him into the red zone. Alas, they couldn't get anything done. And coming,
I guess see Valdes-Scantling being a little bit of a problem for
if these books had targets, that would be beautiful. You know,
Rodgers
got to make that.
He'll get the volume.
Yeah, he might be there. Is he their number one this coming up Sunday night?
He's going to have to be.
Yeah.
Man. He's had success against us in the past.
Yeah,
by the way.
He's good enough to get off on these guys.
For what it's worth, somebody brought up TJ Watt. Schefter saying it's highly unlikely he plays in this game. A long shot is the way he termed it with the lung issue. So we shall see. Coming up next, though, let's talk about
it. It is funny. The Ravens season saved by the Cleveland Browns and some a-hole fan in Detroit.
Yes. Yeah.
Honestly. Because they win that game with Metcalf. I really think. They get one explosive play in the offense. They win that
absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely. I'm with you.
Like, and the fact that the two games got upheld is really, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
well, and even if it got reduced to one, if Metcalf is playing Sunday, this game looks
that's what I'm saying.
They had nobody. They had nobody that could win on the outside. Yeah. Zero.
Two games.
Yeah. It's crazy. Hey, coming up next, we dive deep into that Steelers-Browns game. It's Northern Exposure next here on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.